Good morning. Our question today as we're building our sukkahs is, from where should we be hanging our decorations in the sukkah? And in fact, the specific question is, are you permitted to hang it from the schach area, from the ceiling of the sukkah, or does it have to be on the wall? So in fact, the Rama in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Sukkah says as follows, Yesh li'izar shelot litla shum noy sukkah. You have to be careful to not hang any decorations in the sukkah, rak bepachos me'arba tfachim, the sukkah, it has to be within 4 tfachim of the roof, of the ceiling. So that's the sheet of the Rama. He can't hang anything unless it's going to be within the first 4 tfachim from the schach. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us details on this Rama. This is a Rama giving us a very machmir view of hanging up the direct decorations from the schach. This would not apply to Sfaradim, but Ashkenazim, or as follows, the Rav Mishnah Berurah explains that even though Me'ikar Adin, there isn't a problem unless the decoration is 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. Nonetheless, the Rama is telling us that we have to be careful Lechatchila. This is how we should be operating, that even if it's less than 4 by 4 Tfachim, but as long as it is a decoration, we have to be concerned, and we cannot hang it unless it's within 4 Tfachim of the ceiling. What's the concern here? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sheyesh lachosh, Shema yase noy harbe, because somebody may come and put a lot of decorations up, Ad sheyeh ben shiur, and at that point, you have so much, it's going to be 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim together, somebody's going to come and sit underneath it, so we need a clear law, we need a clear rule that all of the noisuk, all of the decorations have to be within 4 tfachim. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says that anything that's not going to be kosher as schach, he says, for example, kelim, vessels, or banners, he doesn't say banners, but whatever it may be, that's not going to be kosher schach, you have to be careful. That is considered noy sukkah. That's a decoration. It cannot be more than 4 tfachim away from the schach. So how much is 4 tfachim that we're saying all the noy sukkah, all the decorations have to be within the 4 tfachim? So the Chazon Ish's shear, the larger shear, is 38.4 centimeters, and the Grach Nae 4 tfachim is 32 centimeters. So typically we think that the Chazon Ish is the machmir. The Chazon Ish, for example, when you're drinking at the Lel HaSeder, the cup of the Chazon Ish is much bigger than the Grachna. You're going to drink much more wine. But in our situation, when we apply those measurements, the Grachna is the machmir, because that means all of your decorations for the sukkah have to be within 32 centimeters of the schach. The Chazon Ish would only require that it be within 38.4 centimeters of the schach. So there we have it. We have a chumrah of the Rama. All noy sukkah, all decorations have to be within 4 tfachim. So that begs the question, how about if we have something, a strobe light, something decorative that is hanging there, and part of it is within 4 tfachim and part of it is outside of 4 tfachim? Do we have a problem or do we not have a problem? So the Piskei Tshuva brings that there are arguments in both directions. There are arguments that it's okay because part of it is within 4 tfachim. There are arguments that it's not okay because part of it is outside of the 4 tfachim. There are arguments each way, and he concludes by bringing the Sefer HaSukkah, that when we have a suffix, when we have a doubt like this, we have to be careful that the entire decoration has to be within 4 tfachim. The entire thing, the length, the width, the circumference, all of it has to be within the 4 tfachim of the schach. So he comes out that he is indeed machmir. In fact, there are those that are even more machmir than this. For example, it's brought in Orchas Rabbeinu that the stipler was makbi to not have any decorations hanging from the ceiling of his sukkah. Nothing from there, maybe on the walls, but nothing coming from the schach area. So that was the view of the stipler. But on the other hand, the Chazon Ish said you don't have to be makbid about that as long as it's within the 4 tfachim required by the Ramah. And in fact, in the Chazon Ish's sukkah, he did have decorations hanging from the schach. Understandably, that it was within 4 tfachim, but he didn't say you have to have nothing from your schach. So one last point when it comes to the decorations on the walls of the sukkah, the tshuva shevet hakahat, he says as follows, that even if those decorations are four tefachim by four tefachim, and even if they enter the space that they are within four tefachim of the schach, if it doesn't matter, as long as it's on the wall, it's permitted, and it's even permitted to sit underneath them. So all our whole discussion is limited to the schach that is hanging from the, so are the decorations that are hanging from the schach itself, but not the decorations on the walls of the sukkah. Have a wonderful day.